Srila Prabhupada invited by Baba Mal Mukund and Vairagi Baba Maharaj had come to Indore from Bombay on the 3rd December, and he delivered lectures, the last two lectures recorded in the morning of the 4th and 5th at the Gita Bhawan in Indore. And the last speaking was to some men in the room of Baba Mal Mukund at the Gita Bhawan. And just after the lecture on the 5th, the present with the Divine Grace in Indore just now, Haimavati and Hansavita, and everybody Nandan, that's Ramachari.
Personally, I am willing to give me this nice food stuff into my mouth. That means the part and parcel is healthy when it gives service to the whole body. Similarly, because you are part and parcel of that is your healthy life. You will have it. If you adopt any other process, suppose this finger catches one treatment, if you think that we have body, why shall I give it to the stomach? Let me enjoy. It will not be able to enjoy. It will simply spoil. Similarly, we part and parcel, the kurmis, they are trying to enjoy themselves, this world. So that means that they cannot enjoy, therefore they are unhappy. The jnanis, they are rejecting this world, Brahma Sattva Jana Mitha. So it is hands business to take a sweet meat and if it loves for personal enjoyment, it is waste of time. If it gives us, so I cannot enjoy the fries, it should be thrown out. That is also meat. But if the finger takes it and gives to the stomach, then it is here. Similarly, if you want to enjoy this world, that is mistake. If you want to renounce this world, that is mistake. If you take this world for service of the Lord, that is your life. Now, what is your question about this? Mataji, boliye. Did you follow what I said?
My difficulty about this is,
yes,
that is, as you told, the service
towards
God,
yes,
is the
real life.
Yeah. And in that way, it becomes too much selfish.
No, that is not selfish.
Too much
to ask himself. That means you do not understand. If he says, there is a story, Sudarendriyana, in Hitopadesh. That the senses of the body, they made a strike that the stomach is eating simply, and we are watching. The leg says, oh, I am watching. The hand says that I am doing this. The finger says, I am doing this. All the senses, just like now, there is a strike. So there was a strike, they seemed to feed the stomach. But the result was, gradually they became weak. The next conference when they met, that why you are becoming weak? Then they found that the only reason is that we did not serve this power. So let us again begin to serve this power. They become healthy. Similarly, the whole modern civilization has revolted against God. So they are becoming weak. If they resolute again to serve God, they are healthy. Otherwise, there is no happiness, there is no peace. Yes.
Only I had been to that conference or another. I meant Samadha, the difficult part of the yogi, very humanity. They told me, I asked them, what meant you to come over here, right from 1,000 miles from the country? They told me there is a lot of disappointment in our country. Either we would go to some victim or we would become the victim of falling. Are they still following what we want to see through our philosophy, or we are thinking from just in their own
disappointment? But do you know your philosophy? You want to know, but do you know what is your philosophy?
We are most spiritually.
Who?
Matlab, what Gita says.
Yes. Do you understand?
No, I
don't.
Nobody can maintain to understand it. We can simply try to understand.
Then how will you be talking on the Bhagavad Gita if you do not understand? So this is the point. That you cannot be aloof from the service of the Lord. If you do that, then you will suffer. But if you be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, then you will have. This is the philosophy. Now, if you do not understand this philosophy, I have already given you the example. Now, what is your saying? What do you want to say about this thing?
Swamiji, if this is the only philosophy, then one must sit down at a particular place.
No, no, why sit down? You have to give service to the Lord. Why is the question of sit down? Why do you say like that?
If we say other philosophy, you do this thing. It's not service to the Lord.
Why not? If I say that you do this, all my disciples that way, you do this that way, that is service.
Okay. So we can't take ourselves to the representative of God. We should do what God.
What do you mean by representative of God? Do you know who is representative of God?
Nobody. We are everybody. Either nobody.
Do you know what is the meaning of the representative?
Representative means what God expects or what our.
What God expects, do you know?
God expects that we should be. So much spiritual, we should be of such a nature if we can do for our own soul, we can try to become nearer to God by our good doing, and we should not be so much.
What is your good doing?
Good doing.
What do you mean by good doing?
Not to hurt others.
Then why you are killing animals?
You should not.
Why don't you stop it? Give service to the Lord. At least you do something for God.
I don't take me.
You don't take me. But if you think that animals should not slaughter, if you do not understand any other philosophy, you can stop it. You can try. That is a service. Now, to become representative of God, you say that you cannot say that you are representative of God. That was the first time. So, whom do you accept the representative of God?
Whosoever listens to God is.
Then how do you say that you cannot claim yourself as representative?
No, you, not you, you, nobody can claim.
That's all right. Now, why that one does not claim? Why one cannot claim as representative of God? What is the reason?
Even God doesn't claim that He is God. Why we should claim that we are representative of God?
Who is that God who says I am not God? Who
is that God? Nobody says that I am God.
Huh?
Nobody says I am God.
Nobody says, but Krishna says.
Krishna has told me different meaning.
Huh?
Krishna says.
You know that meaning.
He says about the karma.
What does he say? What does he say? Just quote from Bhagavad Gita.
He may claim to be God, but you have not told anybody to be representative.
Why not?
Tell me.
Yes. You do not know. You do not know. Yes. He says, Lakata Svad Manishesu Kastit Nusriya Pustam. Whoever preaches the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, nobody is here at that point. Therefore, he is dependent. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritajya. Maam ekam saranam hoja. And we are preaching, Sarvadharman Paritajya is just become Krishna. That is not dependent. Are you not speaking on behalf of Krishna?
Yes.
Then we are dependent. Representative means who speaks on behalf of Krishna. He is
also
speaking.
And one who follows?
He is also speaking. So that's clear the idea, who is representative. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, we read it. Do not read it carefully. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam. Anyone who preaches this philosophy, he is representative of Krishna. That you become Krishna conscious, you will be happy. He is representative. It is not very difficult task to become representative of Krishna or God. Simply you have to act. So all these boys and girls are preaching Krishna consciousness, they are all representative of Krishna. Because they are speaking the same thing. Suppose if I say, I want a glass of water, and if some of you go immediately, oh, Swamiji wants a glass of water, then you are preaching. You immediately take my interest. If he is thirsty, immediately one glass of water should be subtracted. That is, my interest becomes your interest, therefore you are preaching. As soon as you take my interest as your interest, immediately you are
doing it.
That is the truth. This is intelligence. We have to know what God wants. And if we act according to that, then it has been. Not that God has to come here and give you a certificate, oh, this man is my dependent. You are already in the Sarvato Upani Padasya. In Bhagavad Gita, he has got everywhere his hands and legs. That means everywhere he has got represented. Every one of us is represented because we are part and parcel. But if I deny, then it is Maya. Actually, I am represented. If I deny, I say, no, I don't care for Krishna. Or then I am in Maya. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement, authorized movement.
Does it put in action also?
Yes, don't you see here in action?
No, to say that you follow this and you do this and do not this.
Yes.
This is something to propagate and to canvass the God. But
okay, that is your business, to canvass for God. That is the principle. What is the principle? He canvasses for his boss. That's all. That is the principle. What do you mean by the principle? If he does not canvass for God, what kind of representative is it? It's a bogus. You have to work for God. That is your principle.
And such things are happening commonly in Indian society.
I am not speaking of any society. First of all, you try to understand what do you mean by representation of representative of God. Anyone may become representative of God. It does not mean Indians are monopolized to become representative of God. Anyone can do it. Yes, everyone. Krishna is the father of everyone, and the anyone. Therefore, there should be no distinction that Indian should be representative of Krishna and not the American. This is not mentioned in any way, Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajoni su kauntiya sambhavanti murtyah. In any species of life, any form of life, I am the seed giving power. This is Bhagavad Gita. So you are preaching the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. As it is, therefore you are representative of Krishna. Is there any difficulty to understand?
So is it necessary that one should renounce the world?
Who says? Why do you prove this question?
No, like you have renounced our
God. That is not real, Nandisar. He is a real. He has got his wife, but the husband and wife, they are what?
Mostly people, those who are representing you, they renounce the world. They leave their family.
Renounce the world means renounce to enjoy the world. That is renunciation. I am renowned, but I am sitting in a comfortable seat, even you cannot see, at your home. So what does it mean that I am renowned? But I am sitting here for service of Krishna, that's all. I do not claim that he is mine.
Can these people not serve God?
Why not? Everyone can.
But there are so many people, they say, you
have
to renounce, otherwise
you become Swami. That is nonsense. He does not know what is God.
Like these are your disciples, they have removed their hair, they have put on a different sort of dress, they are looking like
they
God.
May do whatever they do, you do not do it.
No, it is necessary.
No, it is not necessary. It is not necessary, you can do in this way. If you have got any objection, that is cleanliness. If you like to keep your hair, they feel comfortable by giving us this chair. They had also very big chair. And now they are feeling comfortable. It is a question of facility. That is not a very important thing.
I don't think. What is your experience? After
living for a time,
what is your
experience? That you can understand. The experience was very bad.
They have explained their own argument. We are here,
not very intelligent question.
No, it is a good
intention. Established United Nations organization. First peace. And they are just there thing actually. There is no peace, simply increasing fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, whenever there is fighting, the young men are caught. So therefore they are disappointed. What is it? They speak of peace, nonsense, and they are always calling us for fighting. Is it not the cause of disappointment? There is no practical proposition by all these rascal scientists and politicians. They are simply bluffing. Therefore the young men are disappointed. So this bluffing business should be stopped. Genuine thing should be tested, and that is always true.
But Swamiji, only introspection won't do.
Huh?
Only introspection.
No, why introspection? They are doing practically.
Yes.
That's all.
Sir,
we are not concerned with the requirement. We are concerned with the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. My question is that you are discussing Bhagavad Gita about 25 years. What is the practical reason? And that is my question. What is that? Just see the position. Now you understand?
Yes.
The same thing which I explained, that Bhagavad Gita means minus Krishna. 1000 is just a value. And without that one, simply zero. You may add any number of zeros, their value is zero. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita without Krishna consciousness, it is all zero. That means for the last 45 years, they are dealing with zeros. I must tell you frankly, because you do not know what is Krishna. And
Bhagavad Gita means Krishna. So you have carefully avoided Krishna. That is it. I'm going on everywhere. There are so many Gita bhavans all over the country. Right? There is no understanding of Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling me, I am this. So just try to understand what kind of Bhagavad Gita you are reading. There are so many scholars of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. In institutions for preaching Bhagavad Gita. But everywhere I go, minus Krishna. Finish. Business. So this is the first time in the history of the world, at least, that we are preaching Krishna is everything in the Bhagavad Gita. Here also the same thing, there is one high hospital and so many dolls of different demigods and none of the members practically know thoroughly what is Krishna. Neither the Krishna's instruction is followed. Māmekaṁ saranaṁ vrajami. If one is to follow Māmekaṁ Krishna, then why so many dolls and pictures? And we have started this Krishna consciousness movement. All the members, you know, they do not know anything but Krishna. They teach us this. Just see the difference of preaching of this Krishna consciousness movement and others dealing with Bhagavad Gita. Let's try to understand. No, they are not doing anything. Neither understand. Do they understand what is Krishna? It is simply take advantage of the popular book of Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Gandhi dealt in politics. Of course, in the Bhagavad Gita there is politics also. But he wanted to introduce non-violence and he was understood to be a great devotee of Bhagavad Gita. And, but where is Bhagavad Gita and non-violence? Krishna, we see so many pictures in our book, Krishna is engaged in violence. So many demons have been killed. Personal history. And he says, Pritranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya to Duskita, to kill the Duskita. And he's practically doing that. There is a question of Krishna's life, non-violence. When he has child, he can get violent. He is. Not 6 months, 3 months. His enemy, that says, from the very beginning of his coming out from the womb of his mother, conscious ready to kill him. So he has got enemies from the very beginning of his life. And he has begun killing from the beginning of his life, all the enemies, this people. So how can prove that Krishna was non-violent? But Gandhi could, is a proof. Non-violence from Bhagavad Gita, That means he will misplace Bhagavad Gita. If you want to do something which is not, that means he will misinform people. This is this, this is that. If you know this is a wood, and if you want to prove it is God, then you have to make some propaganda, false propaganda, that's all. Because actually it is wood, so how can you prove that it is God? That means you have to make some false propaganda, and make wood, those will accept it as gold. Similarly, Krishna is full of violence. And if from the life of Krishna you want to prove non-violence, that means you have to make false forever. That is it. So if you are actually, my request to you that for the last 45 years, I may tell you frankly that you simply waste it. If you want actually to derive some benefits of Bhagavad Gita, then do it now again. Don't be misguided. That is my request. Why you should be misguided when you have got this genuine knowledge of God as Bhagavad Gita? Why you should be misguided? Why you should be allowed to be misguided? That is my reason. People are searching after God. They are doubtful about God. In the presence of Bhagavad Gita, how much foolishness is it? If the thing is present, and if you say, I don't find it, then how much foolishness it is? If the light is there, and if you say, I am in darkness, I do not find the light, then you become, what is called, owl. Owl, although there is day and there is sun, he does not know that there is sun and there is light. This is owl philosophy. Frog philosophy, owl philosophy. Owl, in the presence of sun, he closed eyes and he said, no, there is no sun. There is no light. In the name of Bhagavad Gita, this owl philosophy is going on. And sometimes frog philosophy is going on. Yes. The frog philosophy, you know? What is that?
Where is the whole world?
No, frog philosophy. Do you know frog? It has got a philosophy. So that is called frog philosophy. What is that?
It doesn't consider anything else than the
land. Yes. He is trying to understand Atlantic Ocean. Which come within the well. So what he will understand? He is simply measuring, Atlantic Ocean may be so big, so big, so big, and then he becomes, what is called, burst out. You see? And similarly, people are thinking, I am God, I am God, I am God. Now this philosophy is very God. Somebody is saying God is dead, there is no God. And somebody is saying, I am God, you are God, everyone God. So practically the same thing. And this is frog philosophy. And in the presence of God, if one says that there is no God, that is called owl philosophy. So we should not be misled by this owl philosophy and frog philosophy. We should follow the real philosophy. Then it will be done. Why these people say there is no God in the presence of Krishna? What is their reason? Can you say? Why people say that there is no God? Can any one of you say? What do you think?
There is God. I personally think there is a God.
There is
no name Krishna or Rama or
anything,
but there is a supreme power. And you mean Krishna, I mean
Krishna.
He is
not that supreme power?
Yes.
So he is not Krishna?
There is Krishna, I mean Krishna. But there is no
Krishna. Do you accept Krishna, that God?
Do you mean God, you mean supreme power, you mean Krishna, whatever name you like to say. But there is a power.
I mean to say that have you got any objection to accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord?
No objection.
That is my point. There is somebody, that's nice, probably. But if that somebody is Krishna, whether you have got any objection? Not that uncertain somebody. To say, somebody must be my father, because I am born. Why, I do not know who is my father.
No,
is that very good intelligence? Your proposition?
There is father.
Yeah, that is a fact, that is a fact.
If the fact is, yeah. I have father.
Yes.
And my father's name is so and so.
Yes. So if you do not know that, then your knowledge is imperfect. If you simply think, yes, because I am born, there is, must be there, father. That's nice. But I do not know the name of father. That's very good intelligence.
Yes.
Then?
What I am to say?
No, first of all, you answer this.
Huh?
You accept that there is a father. Suppose you born a posthumous child.
Huh?
You never seen your father. Since the birth. But when you are gonna, you know there must be some father, otherwise how I am born. But if you say, I do not know the name of my father, is that very good intelligence?
No.
So how you can say that there is some God, but I do not know what is his name?
I know his name.
No, if you know from your mother, you might have not seen your father. But your mother knows exactly what is your father. Therefore, you have to learn from your mother, say, what is the name of your father? You may be a posthumous child, while you are in the womb of your mother, your father might have died. I'm giving an example. So after your birth, you might have not seen your father. But that does not mean you should not know about your father. Does it mean that because you have not seen your father, you should not know anything and everything of your father? Is that a good philosophy? Similarly, you might have not seen God, but you must know everything of God. That is intelligence. Then how you can know it? That is the point. Just that you have to know from a reliable authority, your mother. Who knows actually who is your father? You cannot know about your father from any other man except your mother. If your mother says that your father was like this, your father's figure, this is the photo of your father, and he has certain such nice gentleman, his name was this, he was doing like that, then you know everything, even if not seen your father. So similarly, it is not necessary that you have to see Krishna or God personally. But there is a source to know about him. That is important. You cannot evade to understand about your father simply because you have not seen. That's not argument. You cannot say that because I have not seen God, therefore I do not believe in God or I do not know anything about God. That is not intelligence.
My now appointed.
Yes.
You know, there is mother to answer the question there. But here, there are so many.
Now, there cannot be so many. I follow you. Mother means right mother. Mother does not mean false mother.
No, I don't mean that.
Yes.
But how do you know here? There is a teacher and you know to see my mother. But here you don't know. Who could answer the question in this writer?
Your answer is, your question is very intelligent. Therefore, we call Vedamata. Vedamata. Have you heard this word? Veda, the knowledge of Veda is considered as Mara.
Yes.
So, you have to learn from the Vedas. Vedamata. Just like you learn about your father from your real mother, similarly, the original father, Krishna, you have to learn from the Veda. Because Krishna says, Veda is a sarvai aham eva vedyam. The Veda gives knowledge about me. Through Veda, one has to learn Krishna. And therefore, you take Vedas, and followers of Vedanta, and commentary on Vedanta, and then you know that is God. Vedanta says that the Father, God is the Supreme Father, who has begotten everything. Janmadasya-gataha. From whom everything has taken birth. Just like father gives birth to the child. Or the state or the anything in the family. Similarly, the Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma is he who has begotten everything. All these living entities, this material world, and that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. That these five elements, Bhumi, Rapana, Lo, Bhayu, Kanvudji, Manadeva, Iti Bhinna Me Prakriti Astadha. Me, that is Krishna. And again, he says, Aparayam, Itasu Vidhini Prakriti Para, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, Jayidam Dhadhikita. There are another prakriti. That is Jiva. So what is this material world? These five elements, mind, intelligence, and the Jiva. That's it. And these things are prakriti of Krishna, wife or stri of Krishna. And Krishna is the father. And prakriti is the mother, and everything is born out of Krishna and this prakriti. Sarva-jyoni-si-kaunti-ya-sambhamanti-mupaya-ya-tathana-mahajyani-brahma-ahana-bhija-pradapita. And the seed-giving father. So, how you cannot simply fight it? What you have learned from your religion? What is the sensitivity of religion? Dharmam sattva bhagavat panita, that Bible says. The religion means the course of God. That is it. There is no God, God is there, God is impersonal. What do you mean by them course? And they make their own course. And that is accepted as religion. They bring forward some artificial avatar, and everyone is God. In this way, the whole religious principles have been spoiled. anyone. Oh, you have to fight against that. Very good stuff. And don't give any credit to any person. Because he has deviated from the religious principle. Religious principle means to obey the orders of God. That is religion. And they do not know what is God, what is the order of God. Even there is order, they do not obey, they disobey. And instead, they turn the hand. Nobody can. So our mission is very great. And if we act sincerely, then we get power from Krishna. If we act really as representative of Krishna, then he'll give us power. But generally, to utilize religion as a means of livelihood, that is good. Very good. Anywhere, all over the world, it's still. Because it's natural tendency, Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, affection for Krishna God, there is everywhere. And therefore, whenever there is some religious talk, people like it. But these leaders, religious leaders, they expect it for their livelihood. And therefore, it is degraded. Huh? They do not know. They are not bad men. I can understand that old man, he is not a bad man. And this Bairagi, he is also not a bad man. But he is not, they are not properly guided. The blind have hard for that's right. That is going on everywhere. That's like yesterday two boys came. And we can't have a thing. For the last 45 years, they are conducting speech. And I tell them, but you do not know anything. And they admit it. How they can know? Unless they hear from the representatives of Krishna, they cannot understand. It is not possible. That is going on all over the world. People say that then you are the great challenge like that. Then are you the only representative of Krishna present? Try and say yes. Yes. Because I know, because I'm sincerely representing my Guru Maharaj, therefore I'm really can do that. That challenge I can answer.